The following is a remix of Mike Shamari's Music Collection, Episode 3.
Welcome to Mike Shamari's Music Collection. In this episode, we'll look at 8, two more than 6, albums from a quarter century ago, 1992. Let's begin.
The first album is Weekend in Monaco by the Rippingtons. Many of the songs on this album found their way onto the Weather Channel in their local forecasts. Among them were the title track, Vienna, Indian Summer, High Roller, Mocha Java, Where the Road Will Lead Us, and Saint-Tropez. Every track on the album is a gem, including Carnival, or Carnival, because of the exclamation point, which was never used by the Weather Channel. But if you had to make me choose, I'd go with Indian Summer. I think of it every time temperatures are above normal in the early to mid-fall. Indian Summer, Weekend in Monaco, and High Roller were performed on the Rippingtons' next album, Live in L.A. Indian Summer is the first track on that album. Album number 2 from 1992 is After 5 Jazz and Expressions. This is another album with tracks that were played on the Weather Channel, though they weren't all in 1992. Some were in 94 and 96. The tracks they played during that period were Some Kind of Lady, My Latin Lady, WW, For the Sheer Madness of It All, and Loving You More, which is a reprise of Loving You, which is a vocal track with Walter F. Taylor III, a.k.a. The Doctor, on lead vocals. The rest of the band leaders are Maurice Johnson, a.k.a. Reese, and David Carter Jr., a.k.a. Super Dave. No relation to the other Super Dave portrayed by Bob Einstein. For the Sheer Madness of It All actually ends in maddening fashion with maniacal laughter. My favorite song on the album is My Latin Lady. I recorded that song off the TV and would just play it incessantly because I couldn't get enough of it. And when I finally got the CD, I listened to the whole thing, all 5 minutes and 26 seconds of it. I mentioned Lovin' You was one of the vocal tracks. There are 3 others, In My Dreams, Forever in my life and in my dreams, Westport,
It's a place called Westport.
and Westport remix with rap by Champagne.
Westport, let's ride, drive by, across the roadside where the women don't hide in Westport. The music's bumping, people pumping it, all night jumping in the party resort.
Expressions was the only album put out by After Five Jazz, but it's a dandy. Next on my list is Cool, the third collaborative album by Bob James and Earl Klugh. First album they did together was One on One in 1979, and the second was Two of a Kind in 1982. It took 10 years for them to put out Cool. My favorite tracks on Cool are Movin' On, Terpsichore, So Much in Common, The Night That Love Came Back, New York Samba, that could be because I'm from New York, and San Diego Stomp, which makes me think of the Padres and Chargers. The fourth album from 1992 is Letter to Evan, a tribute to Bill Evans by David Benoit. The album is original compositions mixed with covers. First and foremost, two by Bill Evans, Letter to Evan, the title track. And Knit for Mary F. To quote David Benoit's liner notes, Letter to Evan and Knit for Mary F. are both compositions by the late Bill Evans. Because he wrote them shortly before his death, they were never commercially recorded. Letter to Evan was written for his four-year-old son, Evan, who is now 16 and who attended this session. Unquote. These days, Evan is doing pretty well. He's a film composer. As for the other covers, there's On Golden Pond by Dave Grusin, and Kathy's Waltz by Dave Brubeck from his legendary Time Out album, which featured Take Five, Strange Meadowlark, and many others. Among David Benoit's original compositions, my favorites are Things Are Getting Better, Take Six, and Blues at Sunset, which features Larry Carlton on guitar. Larry released an album of his own in 1992, Kid Gloves. I like the title track. Along with Oui Oui Si, Yes Twice in French, and Yes Once in Spanish. And Oui Oui Si features Kirk Whalum on tenor sax. I also like The Preacher. Heart to Heart, and Farm Jazz, which fades in gradually with a drum sample. There's a completely different version of farm jazz on Larry's next album, Renegade Gentleman, which he did with the late harmonica player Terry McMillan. The title track, Kid Gloves, could be heard on the Weather Channel during the local forecasts in 1993. So now you can see where my love of jazz and new age comes from. It's also the third album on this list that was released on GRP. And here's the fourth, the sixth on this list of albums from 1992. Three Wishes by Spyro Gyra. Let's quickly run down some of my favorite tracks on the album. Peepo's Song. Breathless. Whitewater. Nothing to Lose. Gliding. Cabana Carioca. And Roller Coaster. Nothing to Lose ends with an extended marimba solo by Dave Samuels. The seventh on my list is the fifth GRP album, GRP All-Star Big Band. It's a who's who of GRP artists. Nelson Rangel, Dave Valentine, David Benoit, Eddie Daniels, Dave Grusin, Bob Mintzer, Russell Ferrante, Eric Marienthal, Tom Scott, Ernie Watts. I could go on forever, but you get the idea. There's so many greats on this. There's Donna Lee. Footprints. Manteca. Sister Sadie. Blue Train. Seven Steps to Heaven. And the Chick Corea standard, Spain. The late Kenny Kirkland filled Chick's shoes well on that one. And David Benoit had quite a solo on Footprints. I liked it so much, I listened to it again and again and again and again. Of course, I didn't wear the CD out. I had ripped it to the computer as an MP3 and then just copied and pasted the solo and saved it as a WAV file. That's not to say I blew off the rest of the track, which also features Sal Marquez on trumpet. And Lee Ritenour on guitar. We close out the list with an album that did not come out on GRP, came out on Positive Records, which is the independent label of Ken Navarro, and Ken's album was The Labor of Love. As with Three Wishes, I'll quickly run down my favorites. Hands on the Wheel. The title track. After All These Years. Fortunate Son. From Now On. And What Could Be. The beginning of What Could Be is similar to the beginning of Try Again on Ken's first album, The River Flows, which came out a couple of years earlier. It has an end credits feel to it, especially with Ken's solo at the end.
There you have it, 8 albums from 1992. Until the next episode, thanks for watching. So long.
Thank you for listening to this remixed episode of Mike Shamari's Music Collection.